Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, and welcome back to this week's episode. Now, if you are a regular listener, I just wanted to say a massive thank you for tuning into the show because this podcast has just grown leaps and bounds, and I am blown away that it is listened to in over 60 countries throughout the world. So wherever you are listening in from, thank you so much for supporting the show. It's really wonderful to have you here. And as always, please go ahead and send me a direct message on Instagram with any feedback or any ideas of anything you'd like me to talk about on the show in future episodes. And if you're new to the show, this is the first episode that you've listened to, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to go back and listen to any of the episodes that I've already recorded for you and learn what you need to thrive with celiac disease. Now, this episode today is to help you learn some of the essential items that can help you if you've just been diagnosed with celiac disease and help you on your journey. And of course, if you have lived with celiac disease for a while, these items can still be relevant to you. So you might have celiac disease yourself, or you might be supporting somebody with celiac disease. So I wanted to share with you five essential items that I think are really fantastic for getting started. So we're going to jump right into the first one, which is a simple heat pack. You cannot go past a heat pack when you've got celiac disease. For those upset tummies, for those digestive issues, when you feel bloated and sore, a heat pack can be a really wonderful comfort item. So depending on what type of heat pack, there's lots of different sorts out there. So, you know, there traditionally was the wheat pack, and I know a lot of us don't want to be putting wheat near us. So there are different types of fillings that you can get now as far as a heat pack goes. So have a look around, find one that works for you, and you will find that will be your best friend when you do get an upset tummy. All right, the next one is new food storage containers. So if you have been using plastic containers for your food, you might find that they are scratched up and there's a possibility that there's gluten still lurking in them. You would hope not, but just in case there's that risk there, it's a really great idea to either pass those on to somebody else and replace those with new food storage containers. My preference is always glass, because glass is much easier to clean no matter what. Plus, it's much healthier for us because there's no chance of any toxic chemicals being leached from those containers when they're plastic. So when we use plastic containers, there's that risk of plastic nasties being leached into our food. So glass is always a wonderful choice. All right, the next one is new food preparation items. So when we talk about food prep and we talk about things like chopping boards and wooden spoons, things like that, they are very porous. They usually have cuts in them and little cracks, and they are very easy to let the gluten sneak into. So it's important to use those only for gluten and get new ones for gluten-free preparation. So definitely want to be looking out for new food prep items such as the chopping boards and the wooden spoons and things like that. All right, the next one is a daily health tracker. So I personally think that anyone that's newly diagnosed with celiac disease needs to be keeping track of what they're eating, because it can be very easy to slip up and make mistakes. It can be very easy to accidentally consume gluten in the early days because you're still learning, aren't you? You're still trying to figure out labels and you're still trying to figure out which foods are going to work for you. And when the time arises, if you accidentally do get gluten, it's easier to pinpoint exactly where you were gluten from if you are tracking what you are eating. Now, I don't recommend that people track their food intake constantly, but for a little while, I do recommend it. I get all of my clients to do this when we start working together so that they can start to see where, you know, there's things that don't work for them, things that do, things that nourish them, make them feel good, that type of thing. But in this instance, it's really important for someone that's just been diagnosed with celiac disease so that they can see exactly which foods are triggering them and where they're making mistakes. So the food tracker that I've put together is not just food. It's also helps with stress, and if you are a woman, you can track your period in there as well, and it can help you see where those ups and downs, where things can change for you depending on what time of month it is as well. So you can start to learn that sometimes the bloating may actually be from something other than the food intake. So if you go to Amazon, you can order this in many different countries. So just go to Amazon in your country and type in daily health tracker for women with celiac disease. And you can write my name, Belinda Whelan, if it doesn't come up for you. And I've also got one for men as well. So same thing, just type in daily health tracker for men with celiac disease, Belinda Whelan, and you should be able to find it, and you can order it, and a printed version will be sent to you, and then you can keep track of what you are eating. And then the last one that I have to recommend is to be a part of Ultimate Celiac System. Now, Ultimate Celiac System is the most incredible program that you can take for 6 weeks, and you will learn all of the important things that you need to know to live with celiac disease and thrive. It is my signature e-course, and I have put my absolute heart and soul into this program because I didn't have anything like this when I was first diagnosed with celiac disease. I struggled. I made so many mistakes. I didn't have support. And that is why I created this program, because I didn't want people like you to suffer. And that is why I feel that this course is just an incredible decision for anyone that's newly diagnosed with celiac disease, or anybody that has had celiac disease for a while and is still struggling and cannot get to the bottom of feeling better. They don't know what's going on for them and they still aren't thriving. This course is a game changer. It will teach you how to read labels. It will teach you how to travel and eat out. It'll teach you how to deal with friends, family, work colleagues, schools. There's just so much jam-packed into this course, but without the fluff. Check it out. You can find the link to it below in the show notes, or you can just go to my website, which is belindawhelan.com, and you'll find a link there to Ultimate Celiac System. So go check it out. Take part in it. You've got access to me with any questions that you may come across. I highly, highly recommend it because, like I said, it's my heart and soul. So they're my top five for you today. So the first one was a heat pack. The second one was new food storage containers. Then third was new food preparation items. Fourth was my food tracker. And then fifth was my signature e-course, Ultimate Celiac System. So I hope that helps. I hope that inspires you and gives you some ideas to move forward with living with celiac disease. So just a super quick one for you there today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to sharing more with you next week on episode 60 of the Healthy Celiac Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawhelan.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.